Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of American Criminal. In our latest season, the child of Italian immigrants sets out to achieve the American dream. And if he has to spill some blood along the way, so be it. Listen to American Criminal, Al Capone, wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get ad-free access to the entire season first, subscribe at IntoHistory.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Just Saying Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Martindale, and with me this week, it is a Hanukkah miracle.
Yes.
Two of my favorite people. They are the hosts of the Dumb People Town podcast, TV, films, all over, ESPN.
Yeah.
How bro is that?
I mean, it's
pretty bro.
Randy
and Jason Sklar, also known as the Sklar Brothers.
Hello.
What's up?
Good to be here.
It is so much fun to have you guys
here. So good to be
here.
It's a blast.
I love seeing you, period, in this place.
Yes, every time we see you here, backstage, we walk in the back room. If you're back there, it makes us happy.
It's like it's a good night, because half the thing is doing your set, and then half the thing is hanging out with your friends who are here.
Yeah.
And there are those people, you know, there are those people that are great comics. Sometimes they're not a great hang. And you see people that are a great hang, and you're like, oh my God, this is going to be fun.
This is going to be easy.
It's going to be enjoyable.
It should be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, period. I agree. And you guys are very much top of my list. It's always a good time
Thank
with you,
you
guys.
Thank
You've been very nice to me. Been on your podcast twice.
True. Amazing. True.
Which
so good.
I feel like your podcast is very much finding the weird stories that are going on around the country, preferably Florida.
Mostly come from Florida, and they just are like the dumb that is happening. Like the dumb tidal wave that is now... I feel like once the ice caps melted, it allowed the dumb.
IQ rates are going down.
Ocean levels are going up. So does the stupidity in this world.
Right. And which hopefully flood will ensue to wash the dumb away.
And just carry all the trailers out there.
Like, smart people, though, are not having kids. They're definitely waiting and they're being like,
let's have a fifth.
Let's bang them out.
Let's have a seventh.
Bang them out.
So it's like
this is what we're supposed to do, y'all.
Over time, I mean, that's what the gene pool is going to be.
Exactly.
So
idiocracy.
Well, idiots are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you know, this podcast will find, you know, some idiotic moments in pop culture. We'll also find some stories that were just kind of like, huh?
Right.
And so I'm very glad that you guys are here.
So happy to be here and just be able to riff with you.
This is, weirdly enough, the Hanukkah episode.
Goddamn right it is.
Hanukkah time is here.
What a treat.
I don't know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There for all your jeers.
I'm just picturing
socks
myself dressed as a dreidel spinning in the wind.
We can't figure out what to get the kids for night and 7 and 8. I don't know.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Once you get to like night 4 or 5, you're like, this is over, man. We can't
just
do
give
this
them money, right?
I mean, money or just like their lunch for the next day at school.
Keep them alive.
I mean, just
how about my approval? Isn't that a gift enough for you?
Yeah,
I'm throwing my support in your stocking.
Well, you both have kids, right?
Yes,
how old are the ages?
I have basically a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old, and he and Randy has
mine are older. I have a 16 and an 18-year-old. So daughter who's in college, and
I know.
It's
not
like,
even
why
a
do
kid
I have to
anymore.
Do 8 nights?
Wait, where? Missouri?
University of Michigan.
Michigan. I know there's an M.
There's an M. We're from Missouri.
Yeah. St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
She's at the University of Michigan. Very proud of her. And she's coming back next Saturday. So we do get her during Hanukkah times.
Yeah.
And
you got tuition for Hanukkah. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what
I'm
dad
like, why
mom
are you
are
putting
giving?
Together a list? What kind of a
there's
list?
There's no list.
Together?
Yeah, there can't be a list.
The list is over.
How about the list of things you're going to take off my plate? Huh?
Yeah. The list does
we'll
not exist.
We'll be right back. Just kidding.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, is there any like traditional Hanukkah things you guys do?
Yes, light the menorah. That's always fun. Sing a couple of Hebrew songs.
Eat latkes.
They make these potato latkes. Like Manischewitz makes a potato latke mix that you mix a little egg in.
Oh, you eat that?
Oh, I love it.
Trader Joe's makes a good
really
makes a good latke.
All right.
They
well,
just
whatever.
Do.
They I go old school man.
Yeah, you're like making recipes. You're like, just put it in the air fryer.
Heat it up, bitch. Yeah, that is my motto. That is our Hanukkah motto. Heat it up, bitch. It is fun. I mean, so the truth is we never grew up with a Christmas tree ever in our house. Like we were like the Jews who were like the other Jews who had Christmas trees. We made fun of them. Like there was a Reform synagogue in St. Louis called Sher Emeth. That was the Reform. Reform is like the lowest level. Conservative is not like conservative in terms of politics. It's like a little bit more observant. Orthodox is the big, and then like Hasidic is black coat, black hat.
So, Fairfax.
Right. Fairfax.
Yes.
So those are the way. But Reform is pretty low level. So there was a Reform synagogue called Sher Emeth, and they would have like shorter services. A lot would be in English. It would be really explained. There's like not
a lot of guitars.
Not a lot of tradition and whatnot. And our dad used to call it St. Emeth, which I thought was kind of funny, being like, this is what it. So that was our attitude. And then
now
when I got
Christmas
tree. When I got married, my wife, who was Jewish, but like her parents kind of, for various reasons, they were like, hey, we'll celebrate Christmas. So she had a tree in her house her whole time. So I was like, I guess this is what we're going to do. I didn't want to take that tradition away from her. I thought that'd be a dicky move, even though that's just not what we did. And so we have a tree in our house. We like put the tree up yesterday.
Oh, you did. So that's fair. It's like that's a little late.
It's like a winter tree.
Yeah, it's a winter tree. And at the end of the day, it's like, who cares?
Who cares?
It's all good. It's going to be a Christmas whore at the end of December.
Thank you.
On the sidewalk.
Thank you.
Shamed shunned.
And one shoe on.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, how is Disney Pixar not picked up a family of trees that live in the woods? And then all of a sudden they get cut down.
Right.
And then they got spread out into, you know, other people's homes to bring light and love, and then they all get shamed at the end, right?
The sidewalk.
Christmas tree sluts. That's what they are. They're all on the sidewalk, just like, remember what I did?
Remember when we were all lit up?
Do you remember when you watered me, and now I'm just here? And I'm not a big real tree person. I just...
Ours is fake. Ours is a fake tree. But just for
just
the line.
Just like LA.
For the line in the movie where a dog goes and poops next to the tree that's like laying down, and the mother tree says to the father tree, looks like someone just left a present under you again.
Oh, God. Snap.
Right? Perfect.
But then the poop sprouts eyes, and it's like,
I'll be your friend.
And it's like,
I love Christmas too.
And it's
I'm a Christmas poo.
The Christmas poo.
Now we're back.
Circled back. Pixar, you're welcome. I was going to say that I'm from Texas, and as a kid, we had Christmas pageants.
Oh, yeah.
And
come on.
Oof,
I'm here for that.
It was a great, I had.
For boys and girls?
For boys and girls.
You sing a song.
We have, the first one, this one I'm really hoping.
Swimsuit competition.
We have Justin Martindale in a bikini.
Hey, it's a very tasteful one piece. What's up, you Christmas bitches?
You guys looking for a Scrooge?
I'm the ghost of your future.
No, but my kindergarten one, this is actually really fun because I remember talking to my parents and being like, you know, what did you know that I was gay? And they were just like, well,
you crushed those pageants.
You crushed a Christmas pageant. And I really want to find, I need a DVD player for Christmas.
Oh my God. So that you can like,
because my dad put all of his my dad was a VHS dad. And so he recorded everything. And the Christmas pageant is on one of them.
Oh my God.
You have to find it.
Well, I will. But do you know how much a DVD player costs now?
$100.
Less.
$30.
$29.
Like $30 for a DVD player.
So get one and do it.
I know. Amazon wish list Christmas.
There you go.
And I will find it. And I was in the Feliz Navidad number.
Of course you were.
I was in a sequined beret.
When did your parents know that you were gay?
Just wait for it. Sequined vest. Sequined, like what are they called? Knickers? The breeches.
So they had, and you had
they
long
ended at the
sock,
ankles, white, long socks,
long white socks,
long white socks, and we had
shoes
to
with
Feliz,
a buckle.
Maybe fingers crossed.
Okay.
And had to sing Feliz Navidad, and I am letting everyone have it.
Oh,
all the other kids are like, Feliz Navidad. And I was like, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Like, letting everyone have it. To the point where I'm covering the girl next to me's face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get
so
her out
what
of there.
Does she do? She grabs my dong and just starts squeezing
it.
To like, she's like,
Is get that out part of my face.
Is that part of Christmas?
I guess.
I mean,
she's just squeezing my nuts, and I'm just like, ta-da-da, like not even acknowledging.
Unfazed.
No.
Because to you, that means nothing.
Nothing at all.
And so it's not turning you on in any way, and also you're like, this is my moment.
This is my moment.
You cannot step in front of my moment.
Yeah. No. And like, step it up, girl. Like, yeah. I don't even know where she
is. Start learning some dance moves.
Learn some choreography and stop sexually assaulting me.
Well, the Christmas pageant, I mean, is a perfect place for sexual assault. Let's start there and work our way backwards. But
this isn't the nativity scene.
None
of these men are wise.
I'll put your baby in a manger.
I'll put a baby in your manger.
That's right.
There it is.
Christmas time.
Oh my God. And then the second one was, it was like third grade, and I was in the Hanukkah song.
Oh, yeah.
Not good. Jewish.
No.
I was in Texas. I don't even know.
No one knows. Why were they even doing that?
I don't even know. It was inclusive, I'm right. sure.
Sure.
Gross.
Maybe. And we had to sing a Hanukkah song.
God.
And I don't even remember what. I don't even think I knew what Hanukkah was. I was just like, another number? Hit it, you know? And I remember the song. It was, Hanukkah, we can't wait. It's such fun to celebrate. Candles burn every night. See the sun, the leading light.
Yeah.
Straight and tall like Judas Maccabee. Lights that stand for liberty.
Wow.
Something like that. And I remember that.
Never heard that song in my
life. Not once have I ever heard that song.
It might have been written for
the school.
Right.
Someone's like, you better do something about that other thing. Yeah. All right, I'll write it. Give me an hour.
Did they Mrs. Leibowitz was like, I'm going to write a song.
Did they light cannons at the end and fire them
Yeah,
off?
Exactly. Yeah. So, what a fun time.
Amazing.
Are you guys, were y'all on the road recently?
We were. We just got back from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
Hilarities. Have you ever done
great
that club?
Wonderful.
Phenomenal club.
I just got back from Colorado yesterday.
Ooh, where were you?
I was in beautiful Colorado Springs.
Nice. Now.
Let's go. It was fun. Three East Comedy Club. And I actually got to see the first snow in Colorado, which was gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Fluffy.
White
Christmassy,
powder.
Yeah.
Cocaine-y.
Cocaine-y. And I definitely just thought about like this. I love being like, I love what I can do with my job just because it's like I'm watching the first snowfall in Colorado and I'm done. Back to LA
We did it. Finished.
We said that too. We said comedy takes us to places we maybe wouldn't go. No offense to Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
Yeah.
We probably would have been to Cleveland once or twice in our lives, but I don't know that we would come as often as we come because the club's great.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have restaurants that we know there and the club is wonderful and friends and fans come and see us every year there. And it's just a great time.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, comedy last year took us to Alaska twice, which was incredible.
Never been before.
Amazing.
Ooh, it's cool.
I bet.
Really cool. So Alaska, I mean, we've been everywhere. And so we try not to be on the road too much because you know our lives are back here and this is where we want to do the work that we do and whatnot. So our goal is not to be out on the road 52 weekends out of the year.
But
luckily we pick and choose the places we want to go and the cities we want to go to. And it's been great. I don't love traveling, but I love getting there.
Yeah.
Getting there and actually being
there. And then getting
home. Fun.
Yeah. Getting there, doing the gig and being like, thank you for this experience.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Snow.
Yes. I get that. I did a tour of downtown in about 15 minutes and wound up with a mouthful of leaves. And there was a very aggressive wind. And then the next day it started snowing. And I was like, I'm going to be trapped here.
I know.
Getting out.
My flight is going to be canceled. And I made it.
Is Colorado Springs a little Bible-y, isn't it? It's a little
It's a little military. It's a little Bible-y.
Air Force.
They're cool. Yeah, Air Force. Like my brother's a major in the Air Force. So I opened with that. I was my brother's a major in the Air Force. And they're like, okay, we'll give him a shot.
Okay, good.
And then I looked at a lot of like women in the crowd and then like their boyfriends or husbands were very like, and I had to say like, just to let you guys know, I know Theo Vaughn and Joe Rogan. And they're like,
He's all right.
Yeah. So I was like, it's fine. We're going to have a good time.
Good.
But yeah, the town was small. It was an interesting experience. I'd never been to Colorado. And
oh, you've never been to Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I'm not a big skier. I'm not a winter sport.
Great comedy though in Colorado. So,
yeah, I need to get to Denver.
Denver Comedy Works.
Denver looks like a cool town.
And then the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, which is like an hour outside of Denver. amazing.
David and I want to do the hiking. There's like some really cool hiking and trails and stuff like
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful. Boulder,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Now, I know the holidays are here. Mm-hmm. Are you guys doing any holiday parties whatsoever?
Like performing at any holiday parties?
Are you performing at holiday parties?
No. Oh, God. So I'll go to some holiday to a holiday party this upcoming Saturday, and I'm going as I'm growing my beard out as best I can to go as the
Grinch?
The ghost of Christmas present.
What?
Yeah.
So what a specific
isn't that
costume.
Great? So I
is that
like,
the like Renaissance fair one that wears berries?
Yes, I have a berry like thing on my head, and I'm going to wear a wig.
I'm gay. I know Christmas Carol. Right. I played Ebenezer Scrooge twice.
Wow.
And Jacob Marley.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Which was Bob Marley's other son, Ziggy's brother?
Yes, okay, exactly. Great. He was the one in chains, and I was like, these chains are giving drama. Like I was like, you want a clinkety clink? I got this. Yeah.
Does anyone want to whip these chains? Yeah. Off of me, and you're like, wrong play, wrong
bitch.
Wrong.
I'm gonna give you a warning, Ebenezer. Yeah,
bitch, you better watch out.
How is there not a gay Christmas Carol? There should be,
there should be a gay Christmas Carol. I would watch that and love
gay
it.
Gay Christmas Carol needs to happen now,
exactly. There was a Divas Christmas Carol starring Vanessa Williams and Kathy Griffin.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah,
so we wrote for Kathy Griffin on the Divas
Live,
and like
where she went and did it. At and hosted it for
the
VH1 at down in San Diego at like a
Fort Bragg or whatever is down there. So it was in front of 20,000 military people. And like, I mean, we wrote a sketch for Katy Perry to do with her in front. I mean, we're writing like
Nicki Minaj made Katy Perry cry backstage. And like,
how did that happen?
Easily. It was crazy. And then like Anne and Nancy Wilson from Heart were back there.
So Nicki Minaj
watching this?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably eat at the buffet.
Yeah,
they were amazing.
Nicki Minaj made her cry. And by the way,
Nicki Minaj made Katy Perry cry.
Yes.
How did this happen?
So.
What was it
I
about?
I think it was about like rehearsal time or whatever. Uh-huh. And like she just, I think
Katy Perry just like showed up and was like, I'm Katy Perry. So I'll just, and this was at the height of Katy Perry.
Yeah.
So, or she was on her ascension. So,
firework. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And so I think she thought, I show up and when I show up, that's when I do it. And she may have been in Nicki Minaj's time slot. And then Nicki maybe was late or came early and wasn't ready or something. And then there was a conflict.
It definitely
Nicki need to make somebody cry.
And also Nicki Minaj could have just been like, go ahead and do your thing. And then I'll go do my thing.
She felt ruffled
and she got mad. And then Katie, who was so nice to us when we wrote this sketch, like could not have been nicer and could not have been cooler. We like rehearsed with her and she was great with Kathy. Super sweet. And then Nicki Minaj was like, I'm a huge fan of you guys. We're like, we're on your side. I'm sorry.
We're on your side. I kind of was Katie's fault.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
I mean,
and then Hart was in the back just like.
So Anne and Nancy
Wilson were. Can we go crazy on you?
They sounded so good.
Oh, my
and they
God.
Were, and it was so funny. We wrote jokes that we knew would just die in front of a military audience.
We called Bristol Palin. She made a Bristol Palin joke. We called her the White Precious. The movie Precious had just come out. And we're like,
and we literally wrote in the
teleprompter.
Script,
we said the
boo
white
me all you want, you know that's fine. Like we
wrote
had
that ahead of time.
We had Kathy like in the script react to how much they weren't going to like the joke,
and you were like, boo included.
Yes. Boo me all you
pause
want
for boos.
You know I'm
and
right.
Then
pause for
boo.
You know I'm right.
And then and it
Kathy
worked.
Killed it. She was so funny and she was so good. And I'm like, how do you like for real? How did she have so much just like ease and comfort in front of 20,000 people?
We were amazed.
I've never seen a serviceman. Like it was unbelievable.
Amazing.
She's just that workhorse.
Pro.
She just goes up like, okay.
She's like, I got it.
You can't make Kathy Griffin cry.
No, you can't make Kathy Griffin cry.
No,
not
absolutely
she's
not.
Tough.
This show is brought to you in part by BetterHelp. Guys, the holidays are here and they can be fun and joyous. And at the same time, they can also be very overwhelming with travel and kids and shopping and parties and just the onslaught of going and going and going. It can really take a beating on your mental health. And that is why BetterHelp is there to give you one-on-one communication, especially not only during the holiday season, but throughout the rest of the year. Sometimes you just want to talk to somebody. You want to let off some steam and actually have a person on the other end to help you talk things through. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your busy schedule. We know you're all busy. So you just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional fee. So make your brain your friend, not only during the holidays, but for the rest of 2024 with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Sayin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Sayin, Sayin. Trust me, guys, your brain will thank you. Do you know what a great gift this holiday season is? The gift of a new language. And that is why this podcast is brought to you in part by Babbel. Why Babbel? Because it works. Why spend all this money on a private tutor when you can have an app that's downloadable that can help you learn a new language that you've always wanted? I personally, as someone who went to Montreal, Canada this summer, I wanted to pick up French. I took French in college and I loved it. But then, you know, as the years went by, I gradually forgot it. So with Babbel, they helped me actually get my French back on point. Everything looked familiar. It was fun. It's easy. It teaches you the essentials, how to just basic communicate. Communicate with somebody, a merchant, how to order food, how to get directions, all of the necessities in the language that you want to learn. And studies from top universities say that using Babbel for 15 hours is the equivalent of taking a full semester in school. So there you go. And it's fun and easy. It's almost like playing a game. And when you get the answer right, you hear this. It's that easy. So here's a special limited deal for our listeners to get you started right now. You get, wait for it, 55% off your Babbel subscription. That's 55% off, but only for our listeners, our Just Sayers. You guys are the best. And go to Babbel.com/Just Sayin. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/Just Sayin, spelled Babbel.com/Just Sayin, JUSTSAYIN. Rules and restrictions may apply. So Christmas parties are here. I have.
Do you have some? I have a lot.
We have a bunch. The 16th is like the weekend that everyone's having.
The stores is happening at some point in time where I know that's like coming up. So we have the stores.
13th, I think.
Have you been to the store's Christmas party?
No.
Okay. Do you know what's included?
No.
You have to perform.
Something that you like.
Okay, good.
Food.
Uh-huh.
Karaoke.
Oh, hell yes. I mean, I don't know, but like. Yeah.
I mean, it's karaoke. And you guys love karaoke.
I do love karaoke. I love the goddamn comedy jam. I love karaoke. You know I love to sing. It's fun.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, and the more you do karaoke, that's the thing about karaoke. The more you do it, the more
you find your songs.
I was going to ask you, what is your song?
And you do it together, right?
We have songs together and then individual songs.
Oh, yeah. We have some songs together. I mean, like, we'll do Plush by Stone Temple Pilots.
Good.
Higher by Creed, so much fun to do.
Hold My Hand, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah. Under the Bridge, fantastic. Because they're like jokes we like put in as you're doing it. You make them funny. You make the things as funny as you can, you know?
Prince, Raspberry Beret is always a fun one. That's a meme one.
I do Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down, which is a song from like 19... I'm going to look it up.
So I just realized something for you. At this very moment, there's a playlist called Mom Jeans that I love. You guys need to put together Dad Jeans.
Yes!
Or no, we'll do Dad Shorts.
Dad Shorts.
Dad Shorts.
Dad Shorts.
And you guys create a playlist of like the best dad music of all time. Because like Mom Jeans is like Wilson Phillips. You've got, you know, God, what else is there? Terrence Trent to Arby.
Oh my God.
So we can go somewhere and like we know we don't have good
run. We can
come from low and kind of hang in a song if we want. But like there's a Bare Naked Ladies song that I love.
Sure. Chickeny China, the Chinese chicken.
Oh. Not that one. What's the one we love? Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson's a great
one. Off of Gordon, their first album. Great album.
Carney's Dad. Brian Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
From the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but okay, so this is my jam.
You have to get to the middle of it.
I mean, this is 87.
Oh, baby. I'm going to turn the lights down low.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't get that low. Although, this guy's got like eight sets of satin sheets. Yeah.
Please let this be a Christmas song.
It's so Christmas.
It's not. A shit.
Girl, I've been watching you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know it.
You know this. From so far across the floor now, baby.
I'm so far across the floor?
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
You don't know what it means.
So many times before now, baby.
Is that stalkery or weird?
Like, don't admit that.
Yeah, he's watching her and he's far across the floor.
And what it's telling me.
So now he's interpreting. You know, let me mansplain what your look means to me.
Girl, then I'm not shy. Yeah. I'm glad you picked up on my telepathy now, baby.
Well, she may
you
not
know
have.
You did. All right, I'm sorry. I fucking
and girl, I want to shake you down. Like when I heard shake you down.
Yeah, I mean.
Thank you.
Shake you down.
I want to rock you, girl.
I want to rock you. I want to shake you down.
And then at the end of the song.
So in the middle, he starts talking. He's like, girl, yeah, it's so funny. I want to be near you. I want to reach out and touch it. It's bizarre. And then he starts going into nursery rhymes at the end, which is my favorite.
What do you mean?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Come on, girl, let's start the show. Roses are red and violets are blue. I'm going to rock this world for you. And then we did our own. I'll write my own. Jack and Jill went up the hill. She took the morning after pill. So we like write our own.
Eater, Peter, pumpkin eater.
Had a wife but wouldn't eat her.
So just DJ Khaled, pretty much.
Kind of.
I mean... It's really fun. If you can find jokes within the songs, then it doesn't matter how you sound.
Guys are going to get a call. He's going to be like, I'm coming back, guys. I need some rhymes.
We'll give them all day long.
That would be the best. But so the point is, we know how to perform. We all know how to get up and grab a microphone and get an audience. So, and we're not like, we have no delusions that our voices are good, but it is so we can
be in a hang. We can hang enough in a song that it's not...
That it's fun.
If you have presence, you're not taking it so seriously. Yeah,
right. But if you have presence and you can project, you don't have to be 100% on key to make a karaoke song fun. If you have a great voice, like we were in the middle-aged dad jam band show, and James Marsden gets up there,
he's got a great voice.
You should be a singer.
Well, but he is. He's sung in Trolls or whatever he's in, but he's just
fantastic.
Amazing.
And I'm like, that's just pure talent. We don't have that.
But you can't be too good. In karaoke, because if you're too good, then
everyone
people are
hates
like,
you.
Or you're like, you should have had a singing career. Why don't you have a singing career? Yeah. This is bad. This is weird.
No one's spinning a chair around to be like, I want you on my team.
That's right. Yeah. It's like the guy who shows up at like a Lakers game wearing just the jersey, no shirt underneath. Like he thinks that if everybody on the Lakers gets injured, people are going to look up in the crowd and be like, who's that guy who just works out his upper body? Yeah. Get him down here.
Pretzel, sir. We need you.
We need you. A hero must arise. Like, yeah.
Right. I can imagine you have the give me your top three. I go to a thing, go to songs. I don't know anybody here. I'm going to go.
Freedom 90.
Oh, I mean, incredible. Incredible.
Macy Gray, I Try.
Ooh, that's so fun. That's great.
Because I sing it as Macy Gray. And one time, I was here at the store, and Macy Gray was in the crowd.
Shut up.
I looked at Macy Gray, and I said, are you Macy Gray? And she says, yeah! And I was like, I go, this stops everything. And led the whole OR in I Try with Macy Gray in the audience. It was one of my favorite
moments
ever.
Did she freaking love it?
She loved it.
She loved it.
Did she try to walk away and then crumble?
Well, she did after my set.
She did.
She did after my set. She was like, I'm ruined. So Freedom, I Try, and then probably... You know what I do love?
What?
Let's hear it. Devil Went Down to Georgia.
It's a great song.
That's a great song.
We used to do a bit.
Did you?
So we used to do a bit in our act. It came up as a bonus track on our, like, I don't know,
CD.
3 or 4 albums ago, Sklar Maps, where we recorded the, like, dun, 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 once you get in the song, because it's just kind of like talking in the middle, right? Yeah. So we just recorded a bunch of those, and then we spaced
them out on, like, a track. And then we said, you know, the devil went down to Georgia several
times. Lots of times. Yeah. People don't know this.
It wasn't always as confrontational as the time that you guys know. So we actually got an early copy of
a
one of the-
another time when the devil went down to Georgia.
It wasn't so confrontational. And it's
an origin story.
No, so he goes down to the devil, goes down to Georgia. He checks into like a DoubleTree hotel.
Has a difficult time checking in.
And then he's like complaining about people making noise down the hall.
Oh, that's
And the
good.
Hotel manager is upset with him. And so that right as you get to certain points and they're talking, it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's so good.
So that was really fun.
And then I'll get, you know, I'll go a little ballady. I'll do Desiree, you know, you gotta be bad.
So my wife does that song and it's such a good, song for because people love that song.
Yeah.
I was gonna suggest that to you.
It's such a good one. But at the Christmas party a couple years ago here at the store, I was doing, I think, that song and one of the waitresses was dressed like an elf and she was drunk and she started like chiming in. I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, no, I'm very territorial about my
space. Can I tell you this story? Yeah. You'll love this. So this is like, we find our friends the way we find our friends. Mm-hmm. And like we've said multiple times to you off air and on this podcast even, that like, we knew we would be close with you just because we have this energy
same
about
instincts.
Us.
Yeah,
same instincts. Same energy. We love you. I know you feel the same way about us.
Yes, that is absolutely.
There's this connection, okay? So I was at Burning Man and I was at our friends like karaoke, like I was at this karaoke thing and I just met, meanwhile, our friends who are here, who are wonderful, who are having the Dickens Christmas party that I'm going to be the ghost of Christmas present. Mm-hmm. It's a Dickens party. I forgot to say that, you know, that I.
Yeah, lead with that next time. You're like, I'm going to dress up like the second ghost. What?
So, it's a Dickens party. So everyone's coming as Dickens characters. I'm coming as
who
the
ghost. Who am I going to stick my Dickens?
That's right.
It's the theme of the
party. I mistook the steak
I'm not
for
so
chicken.
Tiny Tim.
Who am I going to stick my Dickens? So
steak for chicken, anyone?
So I know. So I, those people worked in an office like group with my wife was in the same little kind of office, shared office area. And they were like, when you guys go to Burning Man, because they went every year, they said, go find our friend. You'll find our friends there. And we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find your friends in 70,000 people. No way. So we go. And of course, like the first night we see this like really fun karaoke tent that's like phenomenal. We go in and we're singing and we're high as shit and we're having the best time and all night drugs that get you going all night and we are literally having the best time. And I meet this person who is now like one of our best friends, our friend Eva. She is the coolest and so nice. So she was running the karaoke thing and she had a little bell, like a ding bell that she would ding whenever anyone would do something really good.
High degree of difficulty.
High degree of difficulty. Ding. Like something good happens in a song. Woo, 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 woo. Bing. Like the bell became like
it's
a
like the snap.
It's a hilarious, snap. Almost like a snap or even
punctuation, a flave of flave. Yeah, boy.
DJ Khaled, another one. It's like
it's the Christmas
thank you. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
The exclamation point onto any good thing that happens.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so she was doing that. It was so funny. So I was singing Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. No can do.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. the two of them. I mean, like, talk about some legal problems.
Daryl Hall.
So so I'm doing this song, and all of a sudden, like, this German guy comes up unasked, picks up
uninvited,
and picks up a mic and starts doing backup to me, which I did not ask for.
Absolutely not.
And my friend Eva, who I had just become friends with, and I had just fallen in love that this person is like such a wonderful person. She sees me give this guy a look of like, what the fuck are you doing? And it's just the look. I was like, kind of like, as I'm singing, I'm like, what the fuck? She saw me give the guy the look, ding the bell.
Gave it a
on
ding.
The look. I got a bell ding for my look. She dinged the bell when I gave this guy a look, and I looked at her. I'm like, we're going to be friends forever.
Yeah, exactly.
We are going to be
and
friends forever.
And she did actually know their friends.
She
from
did.
LA.
She knew Klaus.
Yeah.
She knew Klaus.
She knew our friends who were
who said, go when you go to Burning Man. Go look my for friends. My friends.
Those were the people we were supposed to meet. I mean, that's the beauty of Burning Man. That's a whole other podcast and a whole other story. But
did she give you the bell and then did you continue the look and the lyric came up? I can't go for that. No.
And she's like, ding, no can
boom,
do.
Boom, double bell.
And
God.
Get this guy off. See, this but like, it. It's, you know, it's I like when the waitress came up and started to sing, you're like.
Respect the space. Nope. It's not about you. This is my moment.
Yes.
It's a not on my watch moment.
No, absolutely not. Well, let's get into some stories.
We have
some good ones
I'm
for
ready.
You.
Okay, good.
This one just came out this week. Okay. A 70-year-old woman gave birth to twins in Uganda.
Yeah.
70-year-old woman.
70-year-old woman. It's being hailed as a miracle. Her name is Safina.
Is it a miracle? Her breast milk is expired.
Yeah, it is clotted.
Her breast milk is powder.
It's powder.
It's yogurt.
Powdered milk.
Yogurt.
She is, her name is Safina Namukwaya. Sure. Uh-huh. Described her joy at the arrival of the twins, who were born on Wednesday at a medical facility in the capital of Kampala, where she had received fertility treatment.
Right. Whoa, she wanted it.
She wanted it.
At that point, you take her uterus out and put it, like, bronze it and stick it in the front of the hospital.
Her uterus literally is the mosquito in Amber from Jurassic Park. That's literally what it is.
Just put it down in a block.
Yeah.
Yes. It's crowning.
Yeah. What is it?
They're crowning.
They're crowning.
Welcome to Geriatric Park. So she used a donor egg and her partner's sperm for the in vitro fertilization.
Okay, so to me, I would be cool with this if this was a mistake. All right, okay. If this was like, look,
if it was a miracle,
he's 69, I'm 70,
no pun intended.
69ing, whatever happened. Then we turned it around, we made something happen. I didn't think I could get pregnant.
I didn't think I was going to get pregnant, but then I was like, I'm going to go with it. But this woman is like, we're going to try?
Yeah, we're going to try. If it was a dare, if maybe she's on like Uganda Jackass or something, right, like, and she's like, today we're going to get pregnant. You know, I'm 70.
What's her name again?
Her name, I'm so glad you asked. Satina, it is Safina Namukwaya.
Namukwaya. Hey, don't tell Samina she can't have twins.
No.
And then someone went and
she
did
had
it.
Them.
Like, oh, God.
Gonna tell me I can't have twins.
Gonna
is what
tell
she
me.
Said to someone else as they were
walking around, gonna
eggs.
Tell me.
Yeah, and they actually have a picture of the babies who were born prematurely at 31 weeks.
What I wish they were like born as 31-year-old men.
Oh, I would. They just walked out. No, it's actually the two little mummified aliens that they found in Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. That they brought to the thing, the mummified aliens that looked like E.T.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you want to be happy. I'm like, good for you.
Oh, my God. As parents of babies, like, and of twins, like, there's no way she's going to handle this.
You're not going to be a good parent.
They say it takes a village. It's going to take, like, several villages.
It's her whole village in Uganda taking care of these kids.
Taking care of these kids.
So, basically, what you did is you brought two people in the world who are going to be someone else's responsibility.
That's right. Oh. Way to go.
I mean.
Way to go.
That's it. You're not going to be able to take care of these kids.
Are you saying?
I'm saying, enjoy yourself. You made it to the end. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, ma'am. But what you're doing right now is making the next like 18 years of your life, and I hope you live to be 90. I really do. You're making the next 20 years of your life like absolutely
she's
terrible.
She's 83. Yeah. She's gonna start to get like teen flack.
Oh my God.
Like from two kids.
Like, fuck you, mom.
Yeah, you don't understand.
You old lady.
Your voice is so dumb.
Oh my God. Why don't your bones just break?
She looks great though as a 70-year-old.
She does look great.
She looks like every parent who's 35 and has little kids right now.
Yeah.
No, that's what happened.
And she hasn't even parented them yet.
I know.
God, you're in trouble.
God bless her. God bless her. Good for
Maybe
her.
Maybe she can do it. Maybe she can do it and we can't.
So
maybe she's better than we are.
I watch her like, good luck making friends with the new parents that you're like the,
oh, I
the
know.
Little mommy and
oh,
me classes.
Yeah, they're like, it's grandparents day. Oh, yeah. Are you coming? She's like, I'm actually the parent.
Yes. So that happened to our friend. Our friend's husband, who is bald. And he's like maybe like what 4 or 5 years older than
us. Yeah, not much older.
It's not super old.
It's like 16 years ago.
Our friend used to bring the kids to the music together class with the other parents, and there was a song, and it's the same song. Like they're in Brooklyn, we're here in LA, but it was the same dumb song. They always say hello to everybody, and they say goodbye to the mommies, so glad to see you. Goodbye to the daddies, so glad to see you. She couldn't take the kids, so he took the daughter for this one time. And the woman who was teaching the class said, goodbye to the mommy. So glad to see you. Goodbye to the daddy. So glad to see you. And looked right at him and said, goodbye to the grandpas.
Oh,
so
no. Bad.
He's like, bitch.
I made this kid.
I made it.
I did that one night on stage. It was like maybe like 2 weeks ago. And she was like, I'm visiting my mom. And I was like, what? I was like, you're not the mom? And it was like, I was like, this woman did not look like a child.
Right. And then I was like, coming from inside the uterus.
I was like, wait, what? And one guy in the crowd caught it and he started like being like, oh, like he got it. And I was like, oh, wait, oh.
It was crazy.
You're not the mom.
Oh, this episode is brought to you in part by Green Chef. Guys, we know the holidays are here. There's going to be lots of food everywhere, but there's no reason why you can't start your clean eating healthy in 2024. And that's why I highly recommend Green Chef. They deliver a box right to your door. There are no there's no artificial sugars, colors, fructose, corn syrup, very limited sugar, and very healthy ingredients as well. There's a variety of recipes to choose from everything. If you want to eat plant-based foods, you can do that. If you want to eat whole grain options, you can do that. Calorie smart. If you're looking to watch your weight in the new year, there is an option for you. I personally got a box delivered to me, and I have to tell you guys, the food is impeccable. Delicious options, things that I never thought that I could cook, but all the ingredients were there. It took me less than 25 minutes to cook this food, and I thought I was Ratatouille. Honestly, I highly recommend Green Chef. You guys are going to thank me, and they are giving an offer right now to our listeners. Go to greenchef.com/60justsaying and use 60justsaying to get 60% off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/60justsaying and use code 60justsaying to get 60% plus free shipping. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. You are welcome. From two kids, actually, we're going to go to 2,000 children.
That's right.
Yeah. Nick Cannon says that he spends taking his kids to Disneyland every year. How much do you think he spends going to Disneyland every year?
Okay, so Disneyland is expensive, and I'm assuming Cannon's
going to... He's going to fast pass it.
Well, that's his penis, too.
Penis is on the fast pass. He just gets right in.
His sperm is has a fast pass. He has a concierge from the park.
Yeah. Like, walk his penis into every woman.
And out. Yeah. And so he's going to fast pass it.
Wait, wasn't Nick Cannon with Mariah Carey?
Sure. Yes.
All right, sure. As we're talking about holidays,
for all I want for Christmas.
I mean, just pick a person.
Can we just talk for a second about how Cher has put out a Christmas song and she's mad about everything now?
She should be.
Cher is upset about everything. She's like, I saw that she was mad the other day because her boyfriend had texted her too many S's in the yes queen that he sent her, like her yes. Like, or go bait too many Y's.
Wait a minute.
Too many Y's in the baby text that he sent her. That's my baby. Yes, baby. And she got mad at him.
Look, you can't treat your boyfriend like Madonna.
No,
Cher.
No.
You cannot.
Cher's boyfriend's gay. Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
No straight guy is texting yes to their girlfriend.
I know. Well, whatever. I mean, good for him. Who's your boyfriend? The Golden Bachelor? I don't watch that show.
No,
I did watch The Golden Bachelor. So I only just watched the finale, and I knew nothing about it. It was like being dropped into another country that you don't speak the language.
Golden Bachelor?
Yeah.
I don't care.
No idea.
Yeah. All right. But weirdly enough, she's pregnant with twins.
Cher, it's all possible.
Yes, it is.
If she could turn back time.
Good for her.
If she could fire up her uterus.
On Valentine's Day 1929, a group of gangsters was massacred in a cold Chicago garage. The crime shook the country. And even though investigators had only just started looking for answers, everyone was sure they already knew who was behind the crime. Al Capone. Hi, I'm Jeremy Schwartz, host of the new true crime history podcast, American Criminal. We take you inside the minds of some of our most notorious felons and outlaws, exploring the dark side to the American dream. In our latest season, a child of Italian immigrants sets out to make good on the promises of that dream. But Al Capone's path to success doesn't take him down the straight and narrow. Instead, he transforms himself from a smarter-than-your-average thug into the most infamous criminal America has ever known. Listen to American Criminal Al Capone wherever you get your podcasts. Or to get early ad-free access to the entire season first, plus hundreds of other ad-free history podcast episodes, subscribe at intohistory.com.
Nick Cannon says that he spends...
Okay, so I think he spends... So he's got like 14 kids.
Sure.
And he's got... And he probably has a nanny and another person helping out that he's got to buy those tickets
for. I'd say it's
$10,000.
$10,000. I think like $20,000.
$10,000.
You're incorrect. $200,000.
What?
What do they do? Walk him through the Matterhorn?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
$200,000 a year at Disney.
$200,000 a year at Disney. I mean, is he making enough to populate the park?
He is the mass singer.
Well,
right?
It says it's between paying a chaperone, covering the hotels, and you know the merch alone. Yeah,
it's so expensive. Like they just get you.
It's a pricey world.
Okay, I want to read this quote that he says. Disneyland is expensive already off top. Like if you trying to stay in the hotel, it's not how it used to be. You got to make reservations. I'm like Mickey. Can you hook a N-word up?
Sure.
Things I never thought someone would ask Mickey Mouse.
Right. I know. You go to Goofy with that shit. Yeah.
But Mickey can. Mickey's like, no, I can. And Goofy's like, I can hook up. Hey, man.
Hey, Goofy.
Mickey can say. It. He is part black. Like you look at it as a mouth. Goofy can't say it.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Goofy was a cow?
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he was a dog.
We all thought he was a dog. He's, we were miss.
Well, then Pluto can't talk, but Goofy can talk. And then one is a pet, and one is, he's a cow.
He's a cow the whole time. I didn't know he was a cow. Is he on Ozempic? Like what's going on?
Like a very.
Why is Clarabelle like full cow?
Really thin
skinny
cow.
And then Goofy's just like some skinny cow the whole time. Goofy was a dog.
Oh God, yeah. I didn't even know that. I'm learning something. I don't like it. I don't trust it.
I don't trust the process. So I
understand. Like that is expensive, and I bet he belongs to like Club 33, which is that special place that he's eating there.
He does. He doesn't want to eat in the.
He's not going to eat in the public. He can't eat among people. Right?
I mean, I guess.
Nick Cannon, the Masked Singer, is big, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still the host of that, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he wouldn't be able to go out. People would just be like, oh, get over here,
but
Nick.
I feel like if I saw Nick Cannon out.
You. But regular people would be like, get over here. And losing their mind.
They'd freak out.
I'd be more excited to see Brie from Selling Sunset.
That's right. Who has
a child with him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, since it is the holidays, guys, this article came out that nearly 20% of workers cheat on their partners at office holiday parties.
Oh, yeah.
Who took that survey? God damn.
I mean, it's kind of your time. So the year, you have to be really
buttoned up,
conservative.
And you've been holiday parties like Vegas. You're like, we're not going to talk about what happened at the holiday party.
We're going to go into the supply closet and we're going to go hook fix up, fix
act
it
on all the things.
I'm
going to
put a baby in your manger, so to speak.
There was a search engine that polled 1,158 American adults about infidelity in October and found that 35% of them had been enticed to betray on their partner at the office Christmas shindig.
While
17 admitted to hooking up. 17% rather admitted to hooking up with a party paramour.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're at the party. Remember when you were a kid and you'd go to school for like parent teacher night or like an open house at school, and you'd go to school when it was dark out and you'd be like, God, this place feels so different.
It's so different.
Anything can happen here. And so like, I feel like that's the way people feel about work. You leave at a certain time and then you come back at night and you're like, wait a minute, we're having this party. If it's at work, it might be like
drinking. It's all the alcohol.
It's open bars.
Open bar.
Open bars will always be.
Have you ever had to perform at a Christmas party? For a company?
No.
That man.
Wait, no, yes, I did. I did it. Actually, it was me and Andrew Santino and Brady Matthews. We did a company Christmas party at Fred Siegel, and it was like the business like hired us, and it was so weird and bizarre.
Of course.
Because then you're just... But it was fun.
Because they want to hook up with each other, and your comedy
and
is stopping
that. We're ruining
it.
They want to get fucked up. And some of them, like, and there's always, like, one guy who, like, gets up out of his seat and goes out in the back while you're on stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then comes back and sits down, and then you're like, oh, he has a full bottle of Maker's Mark.
Right.
Just a full bottle.
And he did so much cocaine. Like,
and did so much cocaine.
Beyond.
See it on his face.
It's like, you already work in a business. We don't want to hear the 10 business ideas you now have.
And as a performer, we want to roast him and call him out, but that might make him lose his job.
Oh, yeah.
Or lose his mind.
Yeah.
Or throw the
nuts on you.
So, I mean, as someone who has been, I've been wild at a Christmas party.
I understand, by the way, people like
letting loose, having fun.
This is the only life we have. I mean, it's.
I'm going to say something.
the big downfall about a Christmas party is not only the open bar, mm-hmm. it's the drinks, like the punch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If there's a punch or a nog,
yeah.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Sugar. If you're my daughter, I'd say don't. If you can build your own,
that's right.
Then sure.
But you got to know what's in it.
Two pats of the old alcohol in the nog, and
if
then
it's
that's
creamy
it.
With like cinnamon sticks in it,
nope.
Don't get away. Touch it.
Stay away. And I would say the same about Mariah Carey's vagina. If it's creamy, cinnamon sticks in it, stay the hell away from it.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah, gang.
All right, I want
for Christmas.
Oh, speaking of, Jane Fonda.
Yep, speaking of cream.
Yeah, has made out with younger men, and she has adamantly said this. She confessed why she only wants to date younger men, and by younger,
she means
20 years or younger
than her.
No,
20 years old or younger.
Well, you got a 2-year window, and then
it's like you can't say 20.
I mean, that's you can't go or younger with 20.
You can't dive into on Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond, could we? I would
on
die.
Golden Shower.
I would.
That's
die.
What she wants.
An on golden.
An on golden on shower. Shower. Right.
On golden shower.
On golden shower. I would die if there was like if it's Jane Fonda and. Like, you know, Esther Pavitsky's like the decoy, and it's like, I got some iced tea and lube. I'll be right back.
And
you know,
she wants a 20-year-old or younger.
But she was brutally honest while explaining why she's not interested in dating anyone who is old enough to drink. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Hollywood legends said she was basically retired from the bedroom during an appearance of Absolutely Not podcast, which came out last month.
All right. Okay.
She says, I'm done. I'm over. I'm 86 years old. Even in the dark, I wouldn't want to be naked in front of anybody.
Still looks great.
Oh, this was Heather McMahon's podcast.
Okay,
I love her.
Great.
Jane Fonda, who turns 86 on December 21st, says, and here's another thing. I'm ashamed to say this. If I were to take a lover, he'd have to be 20 because I don't like old skin.
Now, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into her whole plan. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench into her vagina.
Is it 20 or younger?
No, what if it was a guy who had Benjamin Button's disease
and he's 20, but he looks like he's 90.
Or
he's heading back.
He's really 90, but he looks like he's 20.
Yeah.
So now
he's got the new skin.
He's a contemporary.
She wants new skin. She doesn't want the old skin.
On Golden Bachelor.
On Golden Bachelor.
She wants that.
She wants new skin. Tighten it up. What if you found an 80-year-old who had just all this plastic surgery to stretch it on?
Just tight and fit.
Tight and taut.
I'm sure there are people like that.
I'm sure she could find some. I bet she could find
I bet she could find a 60-year-old dude who'd be into it. Who's in good shape.
I also think at 86, she's probably like, I don't want to have to lay down and talk to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, she's probably like laying down
I
on my back.
I don't want to do that.
I think she'd probably be like, laying down on my back hurts.
Yeah.
So she should take like a male escort.
Yes.
Like,
just you could easily call an
escort.
They'll
do that for you probably, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
Aren't there celebrity escorts?
She needs friends to tell her that, though.
Yes, like she doesn't.
We're not the friends
like
to be telling her.
Lily Tomlin doesn't have the hookups.
Lily Tomlin knows of people, but I feel
Lily Tomlin could get you a 19-year-old girl.
She needs her gay friends who are older.
That's right.
To be like Jane. Don't talk about this. Well, we got
you. By the way, I bet you could get, and you got to help me with this. But I bet you could get a really opportunistic 19-year-old gay man to have sex with her just for the stories. Just for the, I now have
or
this story.
Bi.
Or
yeah,
bi.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
bi.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone's bi, you know?
Everybody's bi.
Just get a guy. It's like, oh, yeah, you got Jane Fonda. You're going to go in there.
You're going to pay you
a ton of money.
You're going to get so much money. You probably will walk out with like a Ming vase.
What's the thing?
Or mink stole.
What's the thing in the fireplace? Yeah, just like open her flute.
Yeah,
the flute. Open the flute.
Let the dust go. Let the dust come out.
And then seduce her with some. You might have across to across the room, baby. Girl,
I've been watching you. I can do that. that song. Or you got to get in there into her vagina with one of those things.
Yeah,
you know, those things to blow it out.
The log tongue.
It's got an called? Accordion on it.
It's called.
What's that called? To blow it up. You just get in.
Yeah. Light those embers, babe.
You fire it up.
There's a word for that.
Then put another log on.
Put another Yule. Get your Yule log in the fire, buddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what she wants.
Jane, I think that's.
To go from, saying that you love the Viet Cong all the way to I love
20-year-old
cock. I mean, that's
you did it.
She's kind of come to a place where
to be able to say anything at age 86 and have it be relevant to anyone who's not 86.
Yeah,
she already won.
She's in
from a woman who was in the movie 9 to 5. Now she's taken 5 to 9.
Hey!
You know what I mean?
Hey.
I think that's the real winner there.
By the way, she's been in a lot of movies with numbers in it. 9 to 5, 80 for Brady.
Oh yeah,
she's like numbered up.
Maybe that's why I think she's in this.
Wasn't
younger
she
guy,
in
80 for Brady, because so she was kind of the, like, gilf.
I think she was in 7. She was the head in the box. Just kidding.
That's not true.
Spoiler alert, guys. Spoiler alert.
God damn.
But for a 19-year-old who does have good skin, you could put your head in her box. 7
head in a box.
7 style.
What's in the box?
His head. He's 19.
Oh, right. Well, this is when you know the world's on fire. Kim Kardashian and Paul Appel, Janine Brito comedy. Kim Kardashian got her own show.
Mm-hmm. Off of what she did on FX on
American Horror Story, or as I call it, The Kardashians on Hulu.
I was going to say that was not a reality right there.
So, so they have teamed up. She has now got her own. What is it? It's a comedy?
It's got Paula.
Paula Appel is a great writer
And funny as all get out. I love Paula Appel.
The comedy package called The Fifth Wheel, starring Kim Kardashian, has sold to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They are giving her, with her co-writers Paula Appel and Janine Brito. Appel will produce with Kardashian. Sources tell Deadline Kardashian has been very hands-on in the process to sell the female-driven comedy.
Great.
Appearing at each meeting to deliver the pitch, and the studios are lining up to get in business with Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's a big name.
She's a comedy vet.
It's a female ensemble cast.
Great.
What's so unique about how this package came together was the speed of where, in many cases, it takes months, sometimes even years.
Oh, we don't understand that at all.
Exactly. No. This was starting with Pell and Brito coming up with the idea and then pitching Kardashian almost immediately after the strike ended. It affected us all.
Right. It's brilliant of them to do that. It's like, go find the biggest piece of talent. And by talent, I mean that ass. Go find the biggest piece of talent and bring it in. And that's how you get something sold. That's how you get it made.
Blows my mind. So with her being a producer, of course, it's including her branding and ad agency playing a part alongside Netflix, whether it be her Skims line or her other projects. Yep. She has shown her ability to get the most out of any product she's involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So
I just think the rich keep getting richer, and I really appreciate that.
It's so cool.
Although I am happy for Paula Appel. So I'm like, I have mixed feelings about it.
I'm like, does Kim Kardashian deserve to have a comedy show?
It's a comedy lawyer show.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
So it's a scripted comedy lawyer.
Wasn't her father the guy who represented OJ?
Yeah. And also she wanted to be a lawyer, so maybe this is the closest she'll ever get.
That's right. I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on TV.
Oh, man.
She should have to go to law school.
She did.
Kim Kardashian went to law school?
It was like mini law school.
Okay, so it's like Phoenix, University of Phoenix.
I wish.
She went to paralegal.
Yeah, she just kind of did a. School. She took the mini bar.
Oh, she took the mini bar.
The mini bar test.
Tiny opening.
I love it.
She's like, you guys, I failed it 5 times.
You guys.
What do
I can just imagine her opening statements, Kim Kardashian.
You guys.
All right. Well, let's talk about the kids because they're offended about everything.
Okay.
There's a story that came out that this boy who's 10 years old called Apple to redesign an offensive emoji.
And I want to look like him. It looked like him.
Let's see. Warning distressing content. No. So this little kid is from England. He's 10 years old. And he's like,
emoji that's really offensive.
He's so cute.
I know.
He's adorable.
And it is the emoji of a glasses wearing and look, emoji with buck teeth. This it looks like this kid.
It's so cute.
It's so cute. And I'm so sad. He's campaigning against this horrible emoji. And I'm
because
like,
because why not draw more attention to you? Don't do it.
Who cares? But I feel like
he's probably gotten a lot of people being like, hey, is this you?
Is this you?
And like, hey, look who I see.
He's the new hot dog girl.
And by the way,
you know, I'm talking about that one girl after summer. They're like, did you hear about Ashley with a hot dog?
I'm not the hot dog girl.
People are sending this kid emojis. But that's a great. Here's the thing.
You don't
embrace the emoji.
I love my glasses.
But the truth is that
kids at that age do not want to be singled out. They're the worst. Kids are the worst. They don't want to be singled out in any way, shape, or form. So the fact that anyone is calling attention to this, he's like, I got to switch schools.
If he's smart, he says, look, here's the deal.
Number one, I'm going to start getting wearing contacts. Number two,
I will allow you to keep using this emoji if you give me just a little percentage.
Just to take, give me a little taste.
Give me a little taste.
Because then he can hire bodyguards. He can start getting other kids beat up, which is really
fun. If you can hire like an MMA fighter to come in and kick like a 9-year-old's ass on your behalf.
And then send him just bizarrely like
that emoji.
The eggplant emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he twists it, gets on Kelly Clarkson, on Sherry Shepherd, gets on all the daytime.
And when
talks,
I'm talking about the show, just get on them
just
physically.
Get on
climb
them.
On to these women.
Yeah. And be like, I mean, Ellen would have been great. She would have been like, here's $50,000 from cornflakes, you know? And this kid would have been set for life.
He would have been set. And
she would have done a dance to it.
Way more offensive emojis.
Yeah. Wait,
I mean, what? I mean, I'm trying to think.
I'm not even mad at the kid, though. I look, this is his thing. This is the thing he's going to put
in. I mean, what if he becomes like the great British prosecutor and he just starts like prosecuting
Kardashian will be like, get on my show.
Get on my show.
That's my role.
He's like, wouldn't that be great in the Kardashian? I'm going to pitch this out to you. You have a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old lawyer.
Yeah.
He's so smart. He's Doogie Howser for law.
Doogie Howser for law. Why are we not pitching this?
Why are we not?
He can't.
This is the writer's room right now. We'll take
Doogie Howser for law.
Look, so he's saying the redesigned emoji, which he affectionately called the genius emoji.
There you go.
That's smart.
That's smart.
Good
job. It features thin lenses, thin frames, and a small smiley face steering away from what he describes as horrible rabbit teeth. Okay.
All right, listen.
No. Don't he's making a twist. So he would rather be referred to as a genius.
That's right.
No, he designed his own, he said, and he doesn't like the rabbit teeth. All right,
Where's his? There's his.
No, get out of here,
I like
Teddy.
It. Get out.
No. I'm sorry, Teddy. That looks like
the moon had a stroke.
No. You are not an artist. You will never design emojis.
It looks like the moon had a stroke and it has two breasts on its face.
Yeah.
That's a bra around the breasts.
Like a bra trying to hold two breasts.
You called Apple, Teddy?
Imagine if that was two breasts and a wayward vagina.
Or a belly button.
No, that's a wayward mouth.
Like a stomach.
Actually Jane Fonda's elbow skin.
She doesn't like that skin.
She doesn't like that old skin.
I hate the old skin.
Oh, well, good luck, Teddy.
Good luck,
here's
buddy.
To many more years of bullying ahead of you.
Hey, now. Come on.
God. I mean, now you're that kid who complained to
Apple. Exactly. He's send him to Gryffindor.
God.
Hey, can I borrow your AirPods? Because Apple won't let me have any.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nerd.
Remember when you took Apple down, son?
Yeah. Remember that Christmas when you tried to take down Apple? Yeah.
The one thing we all love.
And then all of our AirPods got to be more expensive.
Yeah, there needs to be a toilet paper tree emoji because that's what his yard's going to look like from here on out. Do people still do that, by the way?
No, I hope.
They don't.
That was such a good time.
Not after the pandemic.
This happened. We have a couple more stories.
Okay.
This is the new thing. I don't know if you guys saw this. It's called The Beam, the top of the rock, which is the very top of Rockefeller Center, New York.
Sit down on this, what is like a construction beam.
Yes.
And it rises you up. I've seen it.
I thought
this was like a summertime replacement game show because there's the floor, there's the room, there's the cell,
the wall,
there's the beam.
Now there's the beam.
There's the beam.
Countertop.
Beamy.
This is it. No.
Are you strapped in?
No. It looks like you're just sitting on. No.
No. Are you strapped in?
Yes.
You are?
You have to be strapped in. You have to be strapped in.
You have
in.
To. Oh,
what? No, no thanks. No,
this
thank
is like
you.
This is like New York Saddle Ranch. This is right. They just, this is
this
the New York alone. Version of the mechanical bull.
This guy's like, this is why I don't have friends.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm doing?
This is Teddy. Years from now,
is that Alex
after
Jones?
Complaining about the emoji.
This is like Alex Jones. Yeah. Like, I'm going to end it. Nope.
No,
you're still up there. You're
this
still
is Top of the Rock unveiled a brand new attraction.
Why?
On the 69th floor outdoor observation deck in which guests seated on a steel girder get lifted into the open air and spun around to experience the unparalleled views of the Big Apple.
Sit on this beam and get twirled around?
No, it was basically...
That should be happening in the basement of Breakfast Center.
That's that's what Jane Fonda's Tinder profile says.
Sit on this beam and whip you around.
No, but that there's the famous poster of the guys having lunch.
1932, lunch atop a skyscraper.
That's right.
And they're trying to recreate this. So you now are getting pulled up. Instead of having lunch, you lose your lunch.
That would be a great excuse for Kristen Cavallari, who doesn't want to have sex on a first date. I can't get up on top of you. I'm afraid of heights.
Yes. When the beam turned around, a 67-year-old tourist from Rome said, I was literally white-knuckling my grip.
Mm-hmm.
First
of all, you weren't white-knuckling your grip.
No.
You shouldn't be on there.
Look at this.
Look at this. I mean...
That's terrifying.
Best lesbian couple I've ever seen.
Really, truly.
I love them so much.
Yeah, they know.
They're the indigo women.
Indigo gilfs. Yeah, this... Here's the thing.
It looks cool. No. I can objectively say that this is cool that people are doing it. I think you're either going to be completely underwhelmed by this or terrified beyond words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I would be terrified beyond
words. We went to the Sears Tower which is now called the Willis Tower, but in Chicago.
Yeah.
And you could walk out onto.
Oh, the glass, the
so
edge.
You're stepping on glass. So underneath you is nothing. And you're 100 stories up and there's nothing underneath you. And we were doing a show called the United Stats of America for the History Channel. And we recorded a whole thing out on the ledge where you're standing there and nothing is below you. That is crazy.
It's scary. Big monument, I know the Space Needle has that. Yeah. There's the one in New York. It's like the Edge. They do that. But I'm like, why do we need this?
But how about in Vegas? Like you can do
the roller coaster
bungee jumping, or you can
off the top of the
thing. Can walk around outside. You can walk around the needle outside where you're strapped in.
It's so
this. Also, I don't know if I'd be doing it while it was raining.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
If you wanted to unbuckle and just dive off.
He brought his old newsboy hat because he's like, honey, I'm going to look like, I'll go buy a, if they're smart, they'd sell the little old lunch pails.
Exactly. This is a good place to have brunch or get your thermos and pail.
Where should we meet? On the beam?
Meet on the beam. This, to me, is still one of the most iconic pictures.
Didn't we have
because
a poster?
It's real.
So we had this picture in our New York apartment when we first moved there.
In 1994.
How did people not think that we were gay?
I still to this day have no idea.
How they get there how they get off.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm guessing how they get off.
But you really have to want to read the paper.
You really know you're dying of smallpox. To be like, you know what?
I'm watching this right now and I'm getting
nervous.
Yes, I'm unsettled.
So what if you're in the middle and you're like, I gotta pee. So you gotta hold it.
I don't know. It's New York.
I guess you could pee off the...
Yeah.
All those boots
on golden shower.
Look at that. I mean, it's still to this day, I'm
just
like baffled. Like, who took this picture? You know, how is this guy lighting a cigarette at the end? Like, what are they discussing? Like, it's...
What they're doing right now is the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
And there's not one ounce of fear in any of their eyes.
These guys are just
drinking on the end. On the far right, he has a bottle of alcohol.
He's got whiskey, a bottle of bullet.
Let me mess with my balance.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Teddy's like, the nerd emoji. He's like, get out of here, Teddy.
That's right. Go on a beam and
who
shut
says
the
we've
F
gotten
up.
Soft?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
I'll tell you who said we've gotten soft. Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah, no.
She doesn't like that.
This
soft
is
skin.
A story that Land sent. It's very interesting. I don't know if you guys heard of it. So this is a story about a 3-year cruise that was canceled for lack of a ship.
Yeah, that's the first thing you need when you schedule a cruise is the ship
itself.
No, you need a ship. You get,
you
I mean,
do,
I mean, it depends how good the drugs are, but I mean, you know.
All right, we've got a world, we just don't have a ship.
But this is interesting because this was a, for months, Life at Sea Cruises has been signing up travelers, taking their money and marketing the unusual offering, which it announced in March.
Life at Sea.
Did you hear about
this? No, but I understand it. You want to spend your life at sea? Who's really upset with their life on land? Let's take it out to the sea.
Some people.
Mm-hmm.
So this was promoting a cruise as of Monday, described the ship, the MV Lara, and promised visits to the Great Wall of China, the Pyramids of Giza, Machu Picchu, and the Taj Mahal.
Sure.
Prospective passengers might pause before booking, though, when they see that the voyage was already supposed to set sail November 1st.
So, hey, we're having trouble with, you know, they're going to call them up. Get this kid from England to call them up.
Get that nerd on board. They may be more alarmed to learn that the ship, under its original name, the Ida Ara, was acquired in mid-November by Celestial Cruises, not by Life at Sea.
Okay.
The day after that sale, Life at Sea announced it was canceling its round-the-world voyage.
But not giving any of the money back.
Well, of course not.
You already paid for it.
So the parent company of the cruise line said it could not afford the $40 million to $50 million that was being asked for the ship and said investors had dropped out because of the unrest in the Middle East.
All right, let's not put this on the Jews, too, okay?
I ruin everything, right?
I'm sorry, now we ruin your life at sea?
You ruined my life at sea!
My life at sea.
My so-called life at sea.
But what about my life at sea?
Yeah, so
you've got your life here, but what about my life at sea?
I wanted my life at sea. And first of all, it's Phileas Fogg hustled around the world in 80 days, which as someone who played Phileas Fogg in Around the World in 80 Days.
How about it?
That was a great play. Mm-hmm. But this trip was expected to be leisurely. A Magellan-like time frame of 3 years. So it was supposed to set sail from Istanbul, then take the extended tour of the Western Hemisphere before arriving in Asia in August of 24. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. South Pacific and Australia would fill much of 2025, followed by India. Mm-hmm. In 2026, the cruise was to have visited Africa, then Europe, before finishing in the late 2026, 3 years after it began.
Right.
The cruise was charging between $100,000
for 3 years. That's, by the way, not a lot of money. I mean, you still have to pay for your rent. Unless you're like, we're not going to have a place.
Yeah, we're going to leave our apartment.
Exactly.
And we're just going to live at sea.
$230,000 was the minimum.
Can't work, though, unless you can work.
How are you doing your laundry? I mean, this is for
people. There has to be a laundry. Is there quarters?
I don't know.
They canceled this like weeks before.
How much rowing do you have to do?
Get those arms in.
Get it in. Hey, it's your
crazy
workout.
I wouldn't want to do a cruise like this.
No, I wouldn't want to do. We've been on a cruise before, and this is like, I can't do.
Well, this is interesting. It had a capacity of 1,266 passengers, with 80% of them expected to be booked.
Wow.
Less than half the cabins appear to be booked as of Monday morning. The cruise was initially delayed to November 11th, then the 30th, and its departure was changed to Amsterdam.
You know,
it's canceled on November 17th.
When it's going to Amsterdam, that's when, like, let's see if we can get
get someone high and give us a ship.
The passengers were promised repayment in monthly installments.
No. I'm not taking that. I want it all back.
They were just some of the passengers said they were dismayed by the cancellation after planning their next 3 years around it.
Right.
Yeah.
I sold my apartment.
I sold my whole
I gave everything away.
College tuition away.
I told my boss to fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. At the Christmas party when I was making out with his wife.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. And
I'll take your wife now and then I'll take my life at sea.
But also this sounds like Firefest at sea.
Oh my God. This is straight up Firefest. Who do I have to blow to get a thing of water?
Yeah, can I have a craft single, please? That'd be great. I'm really hungry.
Yeah, that's what they're giving away.
You have done a cruise ship, you said.
We've been on it. We've never performed on a cruise ship.
No,
never.
Never.
But we went on a cruise like with our parents, like
I've
back in the day.
On a cruise ship.
How was that? Rough.
Awful.
Rough.
You know why? Because
you gotta see everybody.
Well, you have to see everybody. And then I went to like a nude beach and like that was one of the stops and all my friends who went with me, they were like naked and they were like, Justin, it's a nude beach. You have to take your pants off. And I was like, I am talent.
Yes. I don't have to take.
I don't have to do shit.
That's right.
And also the same night I performed on the cruise ship, next door in the main theater, I was in like the Chuckle Fuck Lounge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the main theater was
Barry Manilow.
Patti LuPone.
Patti LuPone.
And everybody's watching Patti LuPone.
That's where the gay people went.
Oh, yeah. And
God
I was
damn
like,
it.
Hey guys. Yeah, it was awful.
Don't you hate it when you're performing in the Chuckle Hut and Patti LuPone's thing?
Yeah.
You guys can relate.
We were in Greece and I was just drunk on ouzo because I was like, fucking Patti LuPone's next door.
By the way, you got
to
perform on a cruise that went to Greece with your friends. That's enough.
It was fun.
Patti LuPone? Forget about it.
Yeah. More like Patti LuPone. Am I right?
Hey!
in Fonda.
Office party.
All right, guys. This was so much fun.
So
thank
fun.
You for being here.
Of course.
Tell everyone where they can follow you, what dates you got going.
So,
let them have it.
We have a podcast called Dumb People Town. If you like this podcast, you will most definitely like that. Start with Justin's episode.
And
we're back up.
I just recently did yours.
So fun. Phenomenal.
You're
great. So we have that. We have a, what else are we doing? We do live shows. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon on January 4th for one night at Helium. The next night, we're going to be in Seattle at the Crocodile. And then
beginning of February, we're in Denver at Comedy Works, the South Club, which is amazing. And beginning of March, we're at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle in Detroit. And the beginning of February, we're at
Acme
Comedy Company in Minneapolis.
Busy 2024.
Supersklars.com is our thing.
Yes.
But,
follow us. Yeah, come see us.
Go see them. Honestly, guys, they're so, so good on stage. So funny and just really good dudes. And make sure to like and subscribe, rate and review this podcast. Go to the Just Sayin' Podcast Facebook group. We'd love to see you guys there. Also, check out the Patreon. As well, we'll be putting up more clips and videos and more interaction for all of you with our tiny hands.
Tiny little doll hands.
And we'll see you next time here on the Just Sayin' Podcast. Bye!
Bye!